I first went to Seattle University, then I went to the University of Washington, then I went back. I had a very good relationship with Father Beezer at Seattle University. He was head of the chem department. And this was a very interesting experience because he said, you know, we can't take you in without permission of the State Department. So we waited and waited and waited, and the State Department came back and said, well, I mean, you've got to do 2 more years of high school to match up to an American high school diploma. Yes, I didn't have a high school diploma, although I did have a letter from my teacher in Britain who lied through his teeth and said that I would easily get into Oxford University. So anyway, we wanted to get into the University of Washington. First thing they told us, we don't take boys here, we've got a lot of veterans, and you wouldn't fit in here at all. And my father didn't take things lightly, so finally we ended up meeting with Dean Condon, who looked at these credentials and said, well, I hate to tell you this, Mr. Malins, but I don't think you'll last more than a quarter at the University of Washington. I said, oh, well, we'll give it a try, are we? Eventually, they did agree to take me in. I started out in anthropology at the University of Washington. I then decided to go into chemistry, which was quite a switch. I always liked chemistry. When I was a boy, I had a chemistry set and all that sort of thing. And I thought, why don't I go into chemistry? So I went over and saw Father Beezer. So I went there and I got a Bachelor of Science degree in chemistry.